Good morning. We are continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Amud Aleph, which is the Melacha of Shachet. And we did Siman Dalet, where he talks about the Isser of wounding oneself, which is also as a Tolda of the Melacha of Shachet. He continues this in the Siman Hay. And he says, Amoytetz Dam Befiv Minachabura. This kind of a person who sucks out blood from a wound. Sometimes the blood at the surface of the wound has been infected, etc., and a person will suck it out, spit it out. There is not swallowing it. He's also getting it out of the wound, or there's a snake bite, and he's sucking out the blood with the venom in it to try and get that out. So he's sucking out. He's doing that, pulling out blood from the body, which is the melacha of Shachet. And he's doing it for a beneficial purpose, to remove that blood. So that is going to be chayiv. Also, so it's dam shebein hashinayim. So moving from that, so a person is going to suck blood out if he has a bleeding in his mouth. So a person intentionally tries to suck out that blood. A person, let's say, had some type of oral surgery and there's bleeding, and he wants to pull the blood out and spit it out. So his goal is to get that blood out. So that's going to be also whether it's a derais or derabanan is going to be the Magen Rama is mesupik, whether the case of being moitzes the dam ben hashinayim is a derais or a derabanan, but it's clearly going to be also. So in a case where a person is moitzes dam befiv, so the act of sucking is called an act of extracting. So that's the relevance, which is over here. We're learning from that to this scenario. Even the scenario is not exactly the same, because in the case of Moitzitz Dam, it's beneficial. So it's not a mechalkal. In the case of sucking out the blood in the side of his mouth, it might be a mechalkal. But it's definitely going to be usur. In Siman Vav, he continues and says the following. Medabek Sheretz Aluka, Shekaren Fevish or Eiglin, because he puts a leech on the body. They understood that there were certain times the act of extracting blood would be healthy for the person, so the goal is to extract the blood for medicinal purposes, for medical purposes. So that is going to be considered a malacha deraisa, because it's beneficial. What the chiddush over here is, he's not doing it himself, he's using this leech to do that process. If he puts on some type of a cream, and the cream has a property that it tends to extract blood, so it's a blood medication which tends to draw out blood. So that situation, so the chayyim says suffik im chayiv v'kapani maser. These cases are definitely usur, but they're suffering whether they're going to be chayiv. If a person squeezes out, for example, the way they used to test blood sugar levels, now they, Baruch Hashem, we have more sophisticated machines. A person would prick his finger, then squeeze out a little bit of blood using his fingers to squeeze the fingers so some blood would come out, and put it on some type of a strip, and they would test the level of an outside machine, and it would test the level of glucose, which is in the sugar, which is in the bloodstream. So that act of extracting that blood is to be able to test it. That's considered a malacha deraisa. So a person is going to squeeze out that blood for a beneficial purpose, and he's going to be chayiv. In the case of the other ones where he puts it on and then it does it of its own accord, so the Chayyim says it's a suffix whether it's going to be chayiv or not. Now the Mishnah Berurah's Achra is the case of the Sheretz, the leech the psak is that that's considered chayiv. That's considered his maisa. He putting it there. This worm which has this ability to suck, or that's what it's going to do. Naturally, that's what's going to happen. It's going to immediately start to suck the blood out. That's what it does. So putting the leech on the person is equivalent of using this to accomplish the act of extracting blood. So it's like using a machine to extract it, and that's going to be chayiv. Now, in regards to the case of the blood drawing medication, which they have medication which is which is also seems to have the same ability. It seems to be, since over there is a time lapse, it's going to be a suffix whether it's considered a miser, a direct miser or not. I'm not 100% clear myself why this case is more of a suffix than the case of the sheretz, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to present it. The case of the sheretz is varei chayiv, the case of the luka, which is the leech, is chayiv, and the case of the tzuk zalb is a suffix. So, kapanim, we have a few scenarios over here where a person is going to be doing something which is going to cause himself to bleed. And we'll talk about this message more in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.